Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We start today with the exciting progress in web frameworks and graphics processing that's been making waves in developer circles this month. The micro.web framework, praised for its lightweight footprint and reliability, is rapidly gaining traction among those who crave efficient web development tools without the bloat. Just as impressive, graphics fans are celebrating the release of Mesa 25.3, which boosts GPU-accelerated graphics with far better support for OpenGL mesh shaders. The Radeon Si Gallium 3D driver now allows for more ambitious game development and rendering projects, marking another milestone for open-source graphics drivers, empowering creators and gamers alike. Altogether, these enhancements point towards a future where powerful graphics and efficient frameworks are accessible to more people than ever before. Speaking of access, automation is advancing rapidly across industries, with AI beginning to reshape the very foundations of professional services. Right here in Australia, KPMG has just rolled out an AI tool called TaxBot, designed specifically to automate and simplify tax consultation tasks. What makes TaxBot especially clever is its 100-page AI prompt, which incorporates expert knowledge, allowing it to generate detailed tax reports many times faster than traditional advisors can manage. This leap forward isn't just about tax returns, it's emblematic of how AI is becoming a trusted co-pilot for professionals across finance, law, healthcare, and more. With every new automation tool, we're seeing how AI helps reduce grunt work, unlock staff creativity, and ultimately deliver more value to clients while reducing costs. Now switching gears, quantum computing has reached a new frontier, thanks to research out of the University of Sydney. Scientists there recently managed to build a new error-correcting code, the Gotsman-Kitaev Preskill or GKP code, that allows for more reliable quantum logic gates using fewer physical qubits. They did this by constructing an entangling logic gate on a single atom, using the GKP code to translate complex quantum oscillations into simple digital states, making error detection much easier. What does this mean for the rest of us? In practical terms, it could greatly accelerate the rollout of next-generation quantum chips and algorithms, getting us one step closer to a functional quantum computer. And if quantum computers can become reliable at scale, the knock-ons for cryptography, drug design, logistics, and even climate modeling could be absolutely massive. It's one of those moments where the famously theoretical realm of quantum physics is bridging into something with deeply practical, world-changing impact. And it's all happening right on our doorstep here in Australia. Meanwhile, the energy world is buzzing about space-based solar power, or SBSP, a concept that's rapidly transitioning from sci-fi to something much closer to reality. Backed by NASA Engineering, new heliostat-style solar panels are designed to float in orbit, using reflective mirrors to gather sunlight and beam it down as energy to ground stations in Europe. Proponents say this approach could cut power system costs by about 15%, while dramatically reducing the need for large, expensive battery farms, potentially slashing battery requirements by two-thirds or more. Such systems would supplement terrestrial renewables with reliable, always-on energy, solving a massive challenge for European, and likely, Australian energy grids in the coming years. What's more, it could change how the world thinks about sustainability, moving from patchwork renewables to truly integrated, global solutions. Of course, for all the futuristic innovation out there, some of the most important change is happening in our own backyards when it comes to operating systems and open-source platforms. Ubuntu's X1E Concept ISO, for instance, now aims at next-gen Snapdragon X1 laptops, showing just how committed the Linux community is to supporting evolving hardware. Still, launching on new machines hasn't been without hiccups. Recent users have reported some boot issues, especially on devices like the Acer Swift 14 AI, but that's the beauty of open source. Every bug or challenge brings people together to fix, improve, and ultimately make Linux stronger for everyone. And while developers hustle behind the scenes to get things right, everyday users benefit from more secure, stable, and customizable systems. Speaking of security, we've also seen a flurry of updates from major Linux distributions like Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, and SUSE, all rolling out critical patches this month. These updates address vulnerabilities in essential packages, shoring up defenses against rapidly evolving threats and keeping systems safe and reliable. If you use these distributions, don't forget to check in on your updates. Security fixes are your best friend when it comes to protecting critical systems from unexpected attacks. Next up, let's look at the multimedia world, where FFmpeg 8.0 has made its grand entrance packed with headline-grabbing changes. The biggest draw is the OpenAI Whisper filter, bringing automatic speech recognition to video and audio editing straight out of the box. Coupled with Vulkan video enhancements, this means editors and creators can transcribe, process, and enhance media quickly and accurately. As multimedia becomes more AI-driven, FFmpeg continues to make powerful editing and recognition tools available to everyone, not just big corporations. It's an exciting time for digital storytellers and podcasters. Your toolkit just got a serious upgrade. But progress isn't always positive, as shown by a recent legal case in the IT industry, where a former developer was sentenced to prison for deliberately sabotaging his ex-employer's IT systems. By deploying malware and establishing a kill switch, the developer caused severe operational disruption, highlighting just how damaging insider threats can be. This is a timely reminder for businesses to invest in robust cyber defenses, to cultivate secure environments, and to foster trust within their organizations, because sometimes the greatest risks come from the inside, not just external hackers. On a different note, it's fascinating how everyday habits are quietly influencing big tech trends, especially in the context of electric vehicle uptake in the US. Research from a national study found that something as simple as a cluttered garage can be a barrier to EV adoption, since home charging requires convenient and reliable space to install charging gear. So making room for an EV could be as much about personal organization as about policy incentives, giving us new insight into the human factors that drive the clean energy revolution. Similarly, the digital transition is transforming services often taken for granted, as we're seeing now in Denmark with the phase-out of traditional letter delivery. PostNord, Denmark's main postal service, has said it will end centuries of letter deliveries, citing increased digitalization and ever-rising postage costs. The shift is expected to impact over 1,500 jobs, but it also points to evolving communication preferences among citizens, as online messaging and e-services become the norm. Digital transformation isn't just a buzzword. It's a cultural shift affecting everything, from how we talk to each other, to how we interact with government and businesses. With all these shifts happening, how does it change the way we engage with our networks and communities, especially online? One platform now under the magnifying glass is LinkedIn, whose engagement-driven algorithm has been criticized recently by entrepreneur Elliot Smith. Smith argues that LinkedIn's feed now prioritizes shallow content, as the algorithm rewards posts with immediate reactions rather than fostering thoughtful professional discussion. As more users chase likes and comments, there's a risk the real value of networking and learning is drowned out by fluff, even on platforms that were purpose-built for meaningful connections. This debate is only just beginning, but it raises compelling questions about the responsibility social media companies have towards shaping both the quality of their content and their community's experience. Privacy remains front and center, as a federal appeals court has upheld $92 million United States dollars in fines against T-Mobile for selling customer location data to third parties without securing direct consent. The FCC's earlier penalty puts the spotlight on the importance of customer consent when it comes to sharing sensitive information in the telecommunications space. As digital services grow more sophisticated, expect pressure to increase on all companies handling personal data to treat that information with the transparency and care users deserve. Wrapping up our look at the open source space, Mozilla's Thunderbird team has announced several new features for their email client, including their upcoming Thundermail service and a premium Thunderbird Pro subscription. Unlike some of the giants, these new services aim to combine open source accessibility with privacy protections, including German-based server hosting. It's not just a tweak to email, it's a vision of how open source can push back against centralized, closed software ecosystems while giving users more control over their data. This shows there's still plenty of innovation and community passion driving software that respects privacy and works for everyone, not just the biggest players. So as we take a step back, it's clear that the technology landscape is evolving at breakneck speed, with progress in AI, graphics, energy, operating systems, quantum advancement, security, and the digital reshaping of daily life. Whether it's AI bots helping with tax or quantum computing making the impossible possible, the message is clear. Staying agile, curious, and informed is more important than ever. Thanks for tuning in. Keep an eye on these trends, and we'll catch you next week for more tech stories reshaping our world. Thanks for listening.